Hey there. You are listening to the In Kidship podcast, and I'm your host, Tina Vandenberg. Thanks for being here. On today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about going deep into mastering your craft, mastering your hobby, mastering maybe your life. I'm going to talk about what that looks like and how I have been embracing that in my life lately. I'm also going to share with you the information that I have about the retreats that are coming up for 2024. I'm super excited about them, and they really relate to the idea of mastering or going deep into your craft, into your artistry. So, without further ado, let's get started. You are listening to the In Kinship podcast, and I am your host, Tina Vandenberg, a podcast for makers who crave a fully lit up, alive life. What does that mean? Well, honestly, I don't know about you, but I'm a maker. I love to make things with my own two hands. I also like to craft my own life. I like to craft every part of it that I can. There are lots of things that I cannot have any control over. There are lots of things that the universe just hands to me, or things I have to do, like take my child to school at a certain time. But there are lots of spaces that I do have control over my time, and I do have control over how I experience life. And so in this podcast, I love to talk about that. I love to talk about the ways in which we can bring joy and peace into our lives, no matter the circumstances. I like to talk about those moments when you listen to that little voice in your head and you don't really know why, and the most amazing, beautiful thing happens. I like to talk about what it looks like to bring ritual and ceremony into your life, and how to go deeper and get more depth in the life that you have right now and what that might bring to it. So, there you go. Hello, friends. It is the beginning of March, and I am giving you the first episode of season two for the In Kinship podcast. I had hoped to do this a little earlier, but if you can tell from my very sexy voice, I've been sick for a long time. It's sort of annoying, but here I am and I'm doing it. Gravelly, cracky voice or not. So bear with me as we go into this. But this is the first week I have felt really in 2024. I have felt like looking forward and looking into the future of my life to some degree. Other than this, I've really been holding on to each present moment and trying to get through those things. And that's been challenging and also beautiful, right? Because there is a beauty to just surrendering to the moment and being okay with where you are and what is occurring. Because honestly, like, we can certainly drive our own ships, but when we surrender to the reality of what is, we have such a greater opportunity for ease and joy and peace in our lives. For me, it's always when I'm fighting, scrambling, when I have decided something's going to take me 20 minutes and it takes an hour and a half, and now I'm frustrated and irritated and behind and everything else, when I've not given things enough space or time, that's when my life gets the most challenging. Whereas in when I clear the decks and I'm like, this is what I'm doing right now, I'm not multitasking, single tasking, and I'm going to give it this much time, or I'm going to do whatever it is until it's done, it's when I have the most ease and I'm in the most flow. And so this sort of leads me into some interesting things that have happened to me lately. I, as you know, have recently moved onto my new property. At the end of the season last year, I was sharing about the property that I have. And while I feel settled onto it more so than I did, I'm not fully settled. And I realize it's probably going to take a season or two, or maybe a full range of seasons, maybe a full year. I'm not sure. There's still a lot of sand around, right? There's like a lot to be done to have it be a home. And at the same time, I'm living here right now. And so it is a home. And I am settled in a lot of ways. I also have purchased a 5 million bird feeders. I'm finding so much joy at the massive amount of bird activity I've been getting. I've always been a bird lover. Even when I was a tiny girl, I remember my dad lifting me up onto the counter, so I could look out the window where the bird feeder was, and he would tell me all the birds that we were seeing, the black-capped chickadee, the white-breasted nuthatch, the grubby little grosbeaks, which he never liked because they ate like pigs. I don't really know what that means, but poor grosbeaks, you know. We all have our things. Anyway, I've been a bird lover for a long time. Not like a bird lover, right? Like, I don't... Oh, I do, actually. I was going to say, I don't have like a bird book and binoculars in my car, but I do. I just don't use them very often. I'm not getting up at the crack of dawn and going to a marsh to look for migratory birds. How's that? I want to. It sounds really appealing, but yeah, it's really nice to sleep in too. So maybe someday I'll be that kind of a bird lover, but I'm not quite yet. Although, you know, I could see that shifting into total bird nerddom. Anyway, they're helping me to feel settled and welcoming me into the neighborhood. It helps that I'm, you know, spending a lot of money on birdseed. But in settling in here, I've been craving a reconnection to my hobby. I've been craving a reconnection to my artistry, which if you've been following the podcast for a while, you know what, for me, that's garment sewing. Not just garment sewing, but like design, pattern drafting, sometimes it's natural dyeing or embellishment with stitches, embroidery, things like that. But almost always to do with textiles and specifically clothing, because I love being able to wear the things that I make. That's not to say that I don't have some homemade pillows, and I definitely have this idea of doing these really great curtains. I found this fabric on Spoonflower, which you're not familiar with Spoonflower, a website where people from all over the world can upload their designs and you can print it onto fabric. And so I found this very cool toile that I might get made into curtains. That project has to be down the line, though. I have enough right now in just like making steps up to the house and putting an addition on and getting topsoil in and making it not be just a sandpit, like things like that, right? Things are a little more immediate than curtains, but the curtains are calling me. Anyway, textiles and clothing in particular are my passion. And so I've been craving a connection back to that because my life has been in a lot of upheaval and I've had quite a bit of illness the last couple of years. And so I have not allowed myself as much time or energy as I want to. And so not only do I want to reconnect to my craft, but I want to reconnect to it in this really deep way. And so in the last couple of months, I did two things that I don't normally do. They're actually the same thing, but two different avenues. I took two different courses, one on inner child and feminine work, which is not related to crafting, and one on pattern drafting. And both of those topics, I've done a fair amount of work in, and both of those topics, I've got a lot of experience in. And so I'm sort of shocked that I decided to be somewhat of a beginner again at both of them. And I consciously made that choice, right? Like, I was very intrigued. I just finished Brooksanne Camper's skirt skills course, which was amazing, by the way. And if you are considering taking it, even if, like me, you consider yourself sort of at expert level in a lot of sewing ways, I think it's worth taking. She had insights that I have never experienced before because she comes at it from such a different perspective. She comes at it from the costuming and professional aspect, and I come at it from somebody who learned by scrambling her way at her kitchen table, right? And reading a ton of books and doing different courses. But her mindset around taking the time to do things in this really beautiful, hand-sewn, if needed, deep way, was exactly what I needed. It was a total mind shift change for me, this deepening. And another thing that I got out of it is this allowance to be creative and try things out on your fabric before you do your final project, right? Like, I have always been like, I only have this much time, or I'm very prolific, so I want to make a bunch of things. So I'm going to rush through it. So sometimes, even as somebody who's got a lot of skill and has a lot of ability, I'll make things that I'm like, oh, I so could have done this better, but but I wanted to get it done because I had four more things I wanted to do that day, right? I bet you can relate to this. I wanted to find a way to slow that down and have it not feel like I was wasting my time. And that's exactly what I got out of Brooke Sands. Of course, not only that, like I got this block that fits me really well and that feels amazing. And then I worked through all of her lessons on sewing up the garment. And that's where a lot of her tips on hand basting and trying something out and just like getting your project some space and some breathing room. And it's been amazing. I had such an ease-filled, lovely time. And that's exactly how I want to feel in my life. And so to embrace that as a beginner and to go through every one of the lessons, even when I'm like, I know this, right? This kind of mentality. There's lots that I didn't know. There's lots that I got to learn from. And I got to pick up things that helped me go deeper, which is exactly what I wanted, exactly what I've been craving. It was delightful. So if you are considering taking Brooke Sands' Skirt Skills course, I think the next one is in the summer of 2024, you should definitely do it. It was well worth it. Even as someone who doesn't really wear woven garments, right? I wear almost exclusively knit garments. But I went into it wanting to gain more skill, wanting to change my mindset. I knew that she had a different way of approaching sewing than I did, and I wanted to embrace that. And that's exactly what happened. And it was amazing. And sometime in the next few months, she's going to be on the podcast and we're going to talk about her Skirt Skills class because I have some questions for her and I would love for her to answer them and to talk more about her process and how she embraces this sort of slow, meditative, at least in my opinion, meditative way of going at her craft because I find it so beautiful. And I'm so grateful to have a little piece of that in my world now. So I took that course and I've been working through that and I'm still working through my final project because, you know, I'm a good student. So I'm going to finish all of my projects up because I also am investing in myself. I am investing the time and effort to make a change. And so I'm going to show up for that. And then in the fall, I took Laureen Nolan Card's course, Feminine Freedom. I went into it with a very specific topic that I wanted to work on. I felt like I had some blocks around money and I wanted to go in and I wanted to see if I could shift some of my old beliefs around money and around my ability to earn money and just different things. And we all have money things, it seems, right? So I knew that I was ready to try to work on some of that stuff. I had had some work with Maureen before. In fact, if you recall, last summer, she did a session with me on the podcast where we did this sort of part-time situation, and I had some very real breakthroughs on it. It was very interesting. I can't remember the episode number, but it'll be in the show notes if you want to check it out. And so I took her course, even though like I feel like I've done a lot of work on getting the feminine, the sacred feminine back into my life, and also on doing inner child work, right? This has been a focus of mine for probably 15 years. And so I felt like a lot of what she's sharing, I've done work in, maybe not the same structure, but I've done work in it. So I was a little hesitant. I'm just sharing this out of transparency. I was a little hesitant to take her course because I thought, is this really going to get me where I want to go? Because some of it's going to be work I've already done. And so what about this course with that same beginner mind, the same curiosity? What can I learn from this experience? And I did all the lessons and I did all of the exercises. And it was amazing. It was amazing because I had, in one of the meditations, I had such a breakthrough in my own mind. And then we come together for a group conversation and I'm sharing about this amazing breakthrough I had. And Laureen sees something that I never saw. And it immediately, she points it out to me and it's immediately like, oh my goodness. And I have to sit with it for like 2 months because I don't know how to answer it differently. I can see where it's a block for me, but I don't know how to shift it. And I sit with it for 2 months. And finally, through the coursework of this course that I went through with her, I come to this most beautiful realization. It's got nothing to do with money. It does have to do with receiving, but it also had to do with like how I mother and the ways in which, for the most part, I'm really I feel very grounded as a mom, and I feel like I listen to my soul, and that I'm really proud of the mom that I am. But there are some ways in which I don't love how I react to certain things. And going through this with Laureen showed me exactly why I react that way. And it has changed it 180 degrees. Like, it's amazing. Now, in March, after like maybe 2.5 months of having this realization come to me and this opening come to me, one, I don't have money blocks anymore. Like, I don't feel that block anymore. It has been shifted. I know any of you who have done some of the inner work that you could do in life, I don't know if you need to, but that you could do in order to find more peace and joy within yourself and more acceptance. Really, it's all about acceptance, isn't it? You know that once you heal something, sometimes it sort of just like, poof, disappears right out of your life. Like, you don't even remember that it was an issue, whereas in before, it was a very pressing issue, which is sort of magic, I think. And so I actually can't even feel the urgency or the stress around this block that I had anymore, or around this way of mothering that I was doing, because it has shifted. And it's amazing. And so I guess I'm here to encourage you to follow your heart. And if you are being drawn to something, even if you can talk yourself out of it, even if you can talk yourself and be like, yeah, I'm probably not going to get anything out of this. This probably isn't really for me. I already know all of this, right? Which, of course, is like the laugh of the century, right? If you are feeling that way about something, but you are drawn to something, if you are able, and we almost always are, right? Because we really can do the things that are most important to us. Go for it. Because I have been amazed at the growth that has happened in my life and the mindset shifts that have happened by taking these two courses that, while very different, were both things I was resistant to some degree, because I'm not really sure if it's right for me. But I felt this draw to them. And I'm so grateful that I did. There's such a beauty to being a beginner. There's such a beauty to going through something and being in that beginner energy again. And also letting go of the ego that says, I already know this. And be like, well, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this thing that maybe I do know some of, but how can I grow from it? And it's intriguing because I have this little boy, as you know, and he's 8. And he is just like smart as a whip. Such a smart little guy. Like, almost always, if he's correcting me, which is so annoying, like about a fact or something, he is almost always right. And I have got it slightly wrong, which is, man, is that annoying. But anyway, he is just such a smart little guy. In his whole life, he's hated to be told what to do, which I can relate to. I definitely have that same independence. I got this on my own, kind of straight to me, right? Not even a straight. It's like solidly in my DNA. But he has that same thing. And so sometimes if he knows a little bit about something, he thinks he already knows it all, right? Right? Similar to my situation here. So having gone through this recently and really embracing being a beginner again and embracing re-exposing myself to things that I already know, I have had the most beautiful experiences. And I'm also able to share with him and say, I know that you already know how to swim. So like, he's been a swimmer for a long time and they're doing swim classes at school right now. And I'm like, what if you approach these swim classes at school, not from like, I already know how to do this, but from a thing of like, what can you pick up? What can you learn that you didn't know already? Like, make a game out of that aspect of it, right? Like, what can I find that I didn't know? How can I shift what I'm doing? And I think there's a lot of beauty to that. So I wanted to share that with you. But it really ties in to this desire of mine to go deeper. And sitting at my table with my new ugly thimble, which I adore, by the way. It's actually an ugly thimble. You can look that up. It's a great little product. It's my favorite thimble. And of course, Brooksy Ann Camper has a whole section in her course on using a thimble because there's a fair amount of hand sewing. And it's not as time consuming as you think. I know you're hesitating. I know you're like, oh, yuck. I don't want to hand sew because it like makes us stop what we're doing and shift into something else. But you know as well as I do, if you're sewing clothing, that the prep work, preparing the pattern, getting the fabric ready, cutting it out, doing the fit work, all of that is way more than the actual sewing time at the machine. And I think that if you're like me, I have sort of like rushed through all the things that weren't the actual sewing to get the final product. And if we just can step back from it and let go of that and realize like all that prep work was actually what it is to sew clothing and embrace that, like how much more joy we can have in our project. And probably the same is true for painting or, I don't know, anything out there, right? The prep work is part of the time. You probably have this too. So recently, you know, I moved my little house and I needed to paint the interior of the house. And this is very same energy, actually. Prepping to paint takes twice as long, and getting all the materials together, getting everything going, takes twice as long as actually painting. But somehow, because it's not the actual act that we're doing, we're not like painting yet. It feels like it's wasted time in some way. At least it has in my experience, right? Like, going to get the lumber, going to get the materials feels like not part of the project, but it is part of the project. And actually, it's a big part of the project. And so embracing that time as valuable and as part of the artistry, part of the creation process, I think could serve. It certainly is serving me well. And possibly you might resonate with that as well. So that's kind of where I am here at the beginning of the year. I'm excited for where the season's going to take us. I'm excited for where our year is going to take us. I know that there is a lot going on in the world that is really horrific. And there's also a lot that's really beautiful. And yet we are putting one foot in front of the other because that's life. And so part of my, really the deepest part of learning to live a vibrant life is learning to live that vibrant life, no matter the circumstances around you, right? Finding the joy in the everyday, because this is what life is. This is life. Oh, wow. Look at that. Okay. This really leads me into the retreats for this year. So last fall, I was considering what I wanted to teach at this year's retreats. Like what it was that really felt deep and important to me and like it would be exciting, right? Because I, as a teacher, need to be excited about what I'm teaching or it's going to feel flat to anyone who's attending. And so that's an important part of it to me, is that it feels like magic for you because it feels like magic for me. And so in thinking about that, I have always been drawn and I've always taught how to take a pattern, right? How to fit it well to your body. It's one of my superpowers. And then how to change that pattern into new designs, because I guarantee you, as a maker, you have looked at a pattern and thought to yourself, oh, I love this pattern. Except I'm going to make it a little bit this and a little bit that, and maybe thin the sleeves down and do this and this and this, right? Because we are makers and we are fine tuning to our own desires, our own style, our own fit. And so I love sharing and showing people how to do that. And typically I've used patterns that I created that I consider like a core pattern in a very basic design to get us to that point. And this is what I love teaching, because it's always empowering and it's always exciting. And so this year I decided, in the spirit of going deep into our artistry, that I wanted to teach pattern drafting from scratch. So for the spring retreat, we're going to do a master knit skirt pattern where we're going to draft it from scratch from your unique body, and then we're going to get the fit really down pat. We're going to use professional techniques to create a pattern that may be different from front to back, might have a different from left to right even. Like, we are going to map your exact body, and not in some generic way, but in a really authentic to you kind of way. In the fall, we're going to do a top. So in the spring, we're doing a skirt, and in the fall, we'll do a top. Then the next day, we're going to take and learn about pattern manipulation, and you're going to do samples and you're going to get your hands dirty, and we're going to use small little pattern pieces and create different patterns. And I am so excited for this part of it, because this feels like a slowing down and a curiosity and trying different things, not just maybe the one or two pattern changes you want to make to it, but learning a broader range of them. I'm so excited for this part. I think it's going to be amazing. And then we're going to take all that inspiration and that pattern that we had, and you're going to create a dream garment. Maybe it will be a skirt with a waist yoke and a pocket tucked into the seam. And it maybe will be a circle skirt, you know, or a wiggle skirt or something with a pleat to walk in, or any number of things. Like, really, the sky is the limit. And we are going to work through that together. And then in the fall, it's going to be the same kind of thing, but we're going to do it with a top. And I also want to do a focus in the fall on using texture to create interest in your garment. So adding in pin tucks or stitch lines, things like that, that are so amazing. And so I'm really excited. It's going to be so much fun. And to give us some space for all of this, each retreat is going to be a day longer. So it's going to be 6 days and 5 nights. You arrive on Sunday night. We have class all day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then you have half class on Friday. And you leave around 1 or 2 o'clock on Friday. So that's kind of the rhythm for the retreats. And I should say, too, I also always build in an afternoon where we are not planning anything in the studio. You can sew if you want to, but you can also just go explore the island. I love to have a little space as well at the retreat so that you can explore Mackinac Island, because that's where the retreats are. And they are, it's so much fun. It's such a unique place. There are no cars allowed. It's all bicycles and all horse-drawn carriages or horses. It's got this magic to it. I always bring my bike. We always do a group bike ride around the island, which is amazing. And it's gorgeous. And there's just a magic to Mackinac Island. And I'm so excited to share that with you. So if you want more information, the early bird pricing, which is $100 off for both retreats, ends on March 3rd, which is this coming Sunday, if you're listening to this as it drops. It makes sense that I would have moved on to this new land, and I feel this deep call to root myself into the land. So, of course, it would make sense that I also feel this deep call to root myself into my life, into my craft, into my artistry, and then that translates into what I want to bring to the retreats. And I'm hoping that that resonates with you, and that you are ready to be a student, to be curious, and to experiment, and to join me this spring and fall. The spring retreat is April 28th through May 3rd, and the fall retreat is October 13th to the 18th. You can check out all the information about the retreats at kinshiphandwork.com and click on retreats, and you'll go right there. I would love to see you there. Don't dawdle. There are only 12 spots. This is a very intimate retreat, and it is going to be so much fun. All right, dear ones, my voice is failing me. I'm excited to have gotten on and just talk to you. I can't wait to share with you some of the guests that have coming up. I can't wait to share with you some more in-depth conversation I have around process and making and ritual. Oh, it's going to be a great season. All right, that's it for the show today. Thanks for listening to me talk about process and going deep, becoming a beginner and getting my sojo back, quite honestly. I hope that it resonated with you. And if it did, would you share it? Share it with your friends. Maybe go leave a review and subscribe. I would love it if you did. You can also jump on the website and get on my newsletter. If you jump on the website, kinshiphandwork.com, I send out a newsletter from time to time. You never quite know when it's going to come, but it's full of the same kind of musings that you get in the podcast. And also I share whenever I have a workshop, because I'm going to have some virtual workshops coming up here soon. And when I have a retreat or something like that, I also share things that I just really love, which is super fun. So jump on kinshiphandwork.com and you can sign up for the newsletter and you can check out the retreats. All right. Dear ones, have the best day.